Selecting metrics. What is being measured creates incentives for the participants subjected to those measures, but these incentives can sometimes have unintended consequences. Logistics professionals or contracted organizations will work toward driving a metric in a more favorable direction in order to prove positive performance. The risk is that this also creates an incentive to ignore or sacrifice things that are not being measured. For example, a purchasing agent whose performance is being measured on purchase price variance could be motivated to buy in bulk to get discounts and to select the lowest bidder. However, the selected metrics could introduce a side effect of increasing inventory and reducing quality. Organizations are moving away from measuring cost and toward measuring value for the ultimate customer. Value is more difficult to measure because it requires information from external participants, but measuring it produces results that better align with objectives. Often a selection of metrics tailored to the specific logistics network is what is needed. Many organizations turn to models or standards for metrics, such as the SCORE-DS model, to help them determine a comprehensive set of measures, and they then narrow these down to those measures of highest importance to their success. Good logistics metrics and their target goals can be prioritized according to logistics strategy in three basic areas: utilization, productivity, performance results. For example, inventory turnover and cash-to-cash cycle time might be two of several metrics to promote ordering in appropriate quantities. They would then be balanced with other metrics such as on-time delivery, purchase price, and total cost, resulting in a well-rounded incentive system. Good metrics should also be objective to avoid bias, with the majority being quantitative. There should be agreement on how to measure metrics and what inputs and outputs to use. Understanding is aided when metrics are clearly defined and self-explanatory. Sticking to standard, defined methods will allow historical results to be benchmarked over time. When inputs are clearly related to the outputs, managers can analyze why a given metric was off target, such as whether it was due to late deliveries or a picking backlog. Any trade-offs that are being accepted should be defined so participants understand what is not being prioritized by the system. Persons or organizations who are being assessed by the metrics should clearly understand what those metrics are and be given a chance to have input into their selection. Being included in metric and target selection helps gain buy-in and encourages people to work harder toward the goals, especially if the goals are realistic but challenging. Finally, whenever possible, persons should be judged only on metrics that they can actually influence.